As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Stop the train! Bastard, get back here!
I've been in and out of wheelchairs most of my life. I know these early days of walking can't be rushed. I'm already 20 minutes late to my post-op appointment, and the next D-train won't come for another 20 minutes. At this point in my life, I have no dignity left to lose, and it'd be safe to say I never get what I want. So yeah, I yell at the train.
I said stop!
Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm a New Yorker. I know you can't stop a train. That's not how the one-way abusive relationship with the city works.
What the?
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me. I'm not one to believe in some type of higher power, but damn, if I wrote this into one of my manuscripts, it would sound fake as hell. To make everything even weirder, the rest of my day is just as convenient. At the bodega, the owner gives me a free coffee. Let me have this, and I'll pay you tomorrow.
Yeah, you got it.
The Uber driver not only opens my door when I tell him to help me.
No problem, miss. I got you.
He also proceeds to carry my groceries up to my fourth floor walk-up.
Oh, sure. Just leave me a 5-star review, all right?
The drunk who screams nightly in the alley outside my building actually lowers his voice when I tell him.
Please, for the love of God, shut the hell up! Thank you!
I don't know what any of this means, or if this series of good turns is, in fact, no coincidence at all. It's the universe throwing an unfamiliar sound in my direction. The sound of yes. Yes.
Realm presents Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany, Episode 1.
The bottom of my grungy hip cocktail glass is dangerously visible, and my date is nowhere to be seen. How could he ghost me? Our texts were more than texts. They were a poem written between the hours of 2 and 4 a.m. as Bruce, yes, I know, his name is Bruce, and I discussed meetup logistics while exploring the depths of our souls in subtle, emoji-filled rapport. And now Bruce is late. An hour late. Well past the acceptable threshold to claim train delays, if he even shows up at all. Bruce suggested this place, and it happens to be right downstairs from his apartment. I figured, why not? I predicted that this date was going to be a smashing success and we'd need somewhere to go afterward, but I guess that plan shot, since he couldn't manage to walk downstairs. I could text him again, but that'd be 8 in a row with no response, and I do have some dignity. Do I? Yes, Jane, you do.
Oh, hey, mind if I squeeze in?
Actually, I'm saving that seat for—
Cool, thanks. Yeah, I'll just be a minute. Up a vodka tonic.
The man is so muscular, he's basically the human equivalent of a Thanksgiving parade balloon float. Hey!
What?
Oh, he did not just knock over my cane and then pretend he didn't notice. I spent the better part of my last paycheck decking this baby out with discount craft supplies from Michaels, and she friggin' glows. He saw it. Maybe he's sore from his latest CrossFit, and he worries that he'll strain a muscle bending over to perform some basic human decency.
Hey, bartender, this tonic is flat.
Oh, must have been the bottle. I'll make you another.
I understand her reply to mean, I don't want any trouble, and I'd still like my tip.
The bottle, right. Add a little bit more booze to it this time? Shit.
Sure thing.
I've laughed that very same fake laugh to mask my rage before. It's what I do to get through the world, or what I used to do. I think back months ago to that sad sack of a girl on the G platform, hopelessly screaming for a train to stop. She didn't know what I know now. Dude, you're embarrassing yourself, and I don't just mean the tank top. I can practically feel him tense up because who would dare? I catch his eye, not a requisite for the powers, but it never seems to hurt, as I command him. Say you appreciate the service and leave her a 100% tip. Oh, and pick up my cane while you're at it. And as per usual, there's the ringing in my ears. It happens every time I use a command.
Sure. You've been really great. Thank you. And here you go. I think I accidentally knocked this over. I really need to lay off those energy drinks.
$60 tip on a $15 tab. Thank you. How'd you do that?
Oh, I have my ways. And here it is, the now part of my story, where I know my powers work, and I know how to use them.
You know what? This one's on me. Let me know if it's too strong.
It's perfect. Who cares if Bruce checked all the boxes? Smart, but not desperate for you to know it. Works at a nonprofit and volunteers at a homeless shelter. Has excellent taste in movies and music and books, and has that scruffy, just rolled out of bed look. Ah, of course, not Bruce. If there's anything more humiliating than being stood up, it's getting a phone call from your mother in the midst of it.
Hello, Janie? Janie? How are you? How's your poop?
Ah, yes, a classic opener. Hi, Mom.
Hey, you know what? I'm thinking of coming into the city this weekend. Maybe we can go shopping.
Well, no, Mother. We cannot go shopping for a number of reasons, not least of which is that I'm broke, since the family I nanny for is away for the summer, and I cannot face the indignity of you purchasing my clothing since I'm a grown-ass adult. There's also the fact that I haven't told you about my newest slightly illegal and black market kidney transplant I got 4 months ago. I know. A majorly invasive surgery is a big thing to keep from your family. But see, my mother feels that my internal organs are hers to deliberate over like some kind of perverse chessboard. So I have to maintain some distance for my own sanity.
Oh, sorry. I've got plans this weekend.
Well, wait a minute. What plans?
The kind where I'm an adult and don't have to tell my mommy about them.
It sure is loud there. Oh, are you on a date?
I am, actually. I'm just waiting for him.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Don't wait longer than 15 minutes. Well, 20 if he's a doctor.
Okay, thanks, Mommy's here. I gotta go.
But what about...
You want another one?
Oh, dear God, yes.
Coming right up. Cool cane.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had end-stage kidney disease. Basically, I was born with only one functional kidney, and it gave out before I had mastered the alphabet. It's my elevator pitch, shortened to perfection for disinterested strangers. But I figure I disposed of a douchebag tonight, and free drinks aside, she still loves me. I had 4 transplants, all before college. My body rejected everyone.
That sounds hard.
Yes, but I just got a new one. And I think this will be the one to stick. I'm celebrating, actually.
No shit.
Oh, and it gave me magic powers.
Sure it did.
I counted on this reaction. That's why I said it. I've been told on more than one occasion that I don't have a filter, and honestly, it just feels good to say what's true. I have magical fucking powers. How could I have been so stupid, so vain, to assume that some dating app would lead me to anything resembling a sincere relationship? That I wasn't the victim of a clever marketing scheme targeted right at my late 20-something and still single demographic. I feel so known, so exploited.
Yup, you tell him.
Like what kind of asshole leaves someone sitting alone for hours below their own apartment? I mean, just who does he think he is?
They're all the same.
I spent so many years waiting for a text from some dude or poor lady, and screw that shit, you know?
I do.
What's this?
Water.
Oh, okay. Cheers. All through college and after my friends flirted, hooked up, got blackout, I wanted to be on the inside of that, you know? I wanted to have main character energy, but with my meds and the dialysis, that wasn't an option, so I'd go hide away and write about it instead.
Mm-hmm, but now it's an option.
Yeah. Exactly. And I sure as hell am not gonna sit around waiting for this asshole. That was the old me.
Yep, I believe in you.
Yeah!
Lady, are you okay?
I am unstoppable. I have powers. And yes, maybe my empty stomach burns from the Negronis, but nothing I can't handle. In fact, I'm great. This is the last thing I need to see. Couples. Droves of East Village. Nauseating couples. The vintage-clad septum pierce, too busy making art to wash their hair, NYU grad student variety. That last Negroni has gone straight to my head, and I think I might vomit on the nearest pair of Doc Martens.
Lady, are you okay?
Let's just keep going.
Do not lady me. I am fine. I'm better than okay. I'm fantastic.
Okay, just chill.
I do not need to hold hands on 6th Street. I do not need true love. I do not need romance. I'm an independent woman in the 21st century, and I can do magic.
Oh my God, gross. Ew.
Oh, Jesus, you two, like, surgically attached. How are you still holding hands? Maybe I can save this poor woman from her future misery. I am a good person, after all. I know you think you have it all figured out, but what's gonna happen is he's gonna mansplain to you one too many times, and you're never gonna know what you feel like having for dinner. You'll both realize you actually hate each other. Well, I could have been you, mindlessly clutching onto someone I thought I could stand to spend this rest of my life with if my date hadn't decided not to even make a goddamn appearance.
What the hell?
Hey, stop yelling at her, crazy bitch.
Stop reaffirming the patriarchy, you poser. Ah, crap. I didn't mean to command him, but it's too late. It's a peculiar command, and he doesn't quite know what to do with it.
Do you want to hold my hand? You don't have to.
No, obviously I do.
Wait, is that a no or a yes? Am I holding you too tight?
Babe, are you okay?
Oh, gross. You're a babe couple.
I can wash the dishes. Do you want me to wash the dishes? I love washing dishes.
What dishes? We don't even live together. What are you... Hello?
Whoops. Didn't mean to do that. And then I remember where I am. Right below Bruce's apartment. Well, this won't be as convenient for him after all.
Oh, sea camp, John, Drury, and... Aha! Martin, 3F. Found you, fucker.
I will, at the very least, give this cowardly bastard an earful before I retire to my abode.
Oh, why is it so many stairs? You're not Bruce.
No, this very tall, very attractive man is most certainly not the scraggly, nerd-presenting hipster I've been expecting. I hope he can't smell the vomit on my breath.
No, I'm Jeremy, Bruce's roomie.
Is he here?
Nope, I think he said he has a date.
I need water stat.
Yeah, of course. We have, like, a sink.
A sink would be incredible.
So do you, live around here?
The male species will never cease to amaze me. Is Jeremy McDimples picking me up? Me, the stranger, drunk, who just barged into his apartment?
I do not, but I nanny nearby.
Nanny, nice. Kids are cool.
Yeah, kids are cool. You slab of monosyllabic blondness. Would you like to make some with me?
Yeah, they're all right.
I'm a DJ.
Oh, that's cool. What kind of music do you spin?
I'm really into mixing EDM with R&B, but like...
I'm just waiting for our tongues to find each other, like opposite ends of batteries, so we can roll around on the bachelor pad jumble of couch cushions like two farm animals with fleas.
To be honest, he's so high that I'm more interested in taking a spin on his face.
Maybe we should just start making out before he starts talking about his creative process.
Gig coming up, so... Wow. Yeah. Okay.
That's more like it.
My head. Can you get your foot off my shoulder?
Hello? Jeremy, sorry to wake you, man, but I,
Oh, God. It's Bruce. That Bruce.
Bruce, man, what happened? You look like shit.
I got hit by a car. I got hit by a car, and my bike is wrecked, and my phone is smashed.
Oh my God, are you okay?
No, it was a hit and run. These three guys stayed with me till the cops came. I had to file a report and they told me to go to the hospital in case I was in shock and didn't know if I was, in case I didn't know if I was hurt. Are you Jane? And did you sleep with my roommate?
You guys know each other?
Ooh, woof, this is bad. Even for me.
Oh, shit.
Your shoe is next to the PlayStation.
Thanks.
It didn't cross my mind there might have been a reasonable explanation. I didn't even wait until morning before throwing myself into bed with the closest sentient being I could find. Bruce would be right to hate me, to never want to see me again. I look at his rumpled clothes, his scraped cheeks and melancholy eyes. I can't let that happen. I think back to our amazing text thread, he could be the one.
Ignore all this. It doesn't bother you.
Ask me to meet you this weekend?
But you just... Bruce, are you dating her? What the hell?
Both of you, put this out of your minds. Bruce, ask me out.
Do you want to grab pizza Friday?
Hey, you Jane?
Yes, hi.
Brooklyn, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Transplant.com. Yes, the name is that obvious and dumb. And yes, I've been to this site more times than I can count. It's on the dark web. Isn't that something that only exists in bad hacker movies? I remember asking the nurse who first told me about it. But nope. Turns out the dark web is as real as Google. It's just not traceable. It's like Disneyland for black market organs, which was exactly what I needed. Magic organs available. Contact us for more information. But this is not what I want. What I want are answers. How the hell does this magic work? Are there rules? Where does it come from? Who else has had this bizarre experience? I've avoided the chat feature until now, but desperate times. Where do my powers come from? No response. Figures. Hey, can you take the BQE?
Yeah, but Flatbush the Fourth will be faster.
20 Brooklyn blocks are gonna be faster than an empty highway at 3 a.m.?
Listen, lady, are you trying to tell me how to do my job?
Why is it that every driver thinks I don't know how to get to my own goddamn house? Take the BQE like I asked. Please. This guy asked for it. Like I'm gonna let him rip me off blind on every stoplight?
Yeah, of course.
If you're feeling overwhelmed by your powers, we can help you at tomorrow's Power Hour.
Okay, what the actual hell? Who is this?
We can help you, but we need to talk in person. Tuesday, 7 p.m.
They've sent an address somewhere in Williamsburg. Ugh. Old me would have panic-deleted the thread, but new me demands answers. I am in charge now, god damn it. Who the hell is this?
Sorry, it's not safe to reveal our identities on here. We don't know who could be watching.
Holy shit, it's not a bot. There's a person responding to me. A person who knows what I can do.
You're listening to Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany. Power Trip is a Realm original production. Listen away. Power Trip stars Tatiana Maslany. Written by Mary Hamilton, with additional writing by Kara Horner. Produced by Rhoda Bayessa, Nicole Otto, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, Julian Yap, and Tatiana Maslany. Starring Tatiana Maslany, Brendan Hines, Lisa Loeb, Zeke Alton, Dalal Batter, Jordan Batiste, Andrew Call, Ella June Conroy, Timothy Fritz, Larissa Gallagher, Tanisha Gary, Dexter Hobart, Ray Hurd, Miriam Katz, Elizabeth Laidlaw, Keeler Lee, Courtney Lynn, Vargas Mason, David Shatraw, and Mike Smith Rivera. Additional voices by the cast. Sound design, mixing, and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Dialogue editing by Corey Barton. Original theme and transition music by Daniel Wonacott, with additional music by Hashem Asadoulahi, and digital orchestration by Max Kuttner. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadoulahi. Find more shows like Power Trip by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.